This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right you are. Whoa! Mike?
Yes, Tom.
Remember this. It's nature's order.
That's right.
Nature's
Thank
order.
You. Thank you very much for that. Whoa. You know, I'll take that. I'll keep that with me.
Remember that.
Thank you very much.
And now, a word from somebody before we start the show.
This is Joan Crawford. I urge you to see my new motion picture Straitjacket from the beginning. Don't reveal the surprise shock ending. Don't reveal the surprise shock ending.
Okay, Joan.
Don't reveal the surprise.
Is that really her?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing how much she sounds like Faye Dunaway?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Listen to it again.
It's amazing.
Hey, Rob, would you give me the one where it's Tina, get me my coffee, damn it.
This is just such a beautiful contrast.
It is.
It's the real Joan Crawford.
This is Joan Crawford. I urge you to see my new motion picture Straitjacket from the beginning.
It's phenomenal.
Speaks very well of Faye Dunaway.
Yes.
Shocked ending. Don't reveal the surprise shock ending. Don't reveal the surprise shock.
Here's the tape from the movie Mommy Dearest.
This is Robert De Niro.
Great big fart.
Remarkable. Really.
You got me with that one. You got me, and it's right at the beginning of the show.
Okay. Damn it.
Get it, get it, get it. All right.
Christina! Christopher! Damn it! Carolyn! I have asked you to keep the children quiet today! And for Christ's sake, get them out of the garden.
I'm sorry, Joan.
Have Tina bring me up my coffee.
This is Joan Crawford. I urge you to see my new motion picture Straitjacket from the beginning. Don't reveal the surprise shock ending. Don't reveal the surprise shock ending.
Oh, shock
ending.
Shock ending.
Crawford's daughter.
Are you going today? Are you going to reveal the ending?
The surprise shock ending, Rob. It's box office poison.
Box office poison. Tina, bring me the axe.
Walk me through my car.
And we will just go behind the curtain and let you behind for a second. This is why we call Beth Ann Helen.
Get it, get it,
Christina! Christopher! Damn it!
It's the way she's treated here. Here we go.
Helen! You to keep the children quiet today. And for Christ's sake, get them out of the garden.
Here's Beth.
I'm sorry, Joan.
Have Tina bring me up my coffee.
Bring up my coffee.
There it is. There's a little explanation
what
for
she
everybody.
Goes through everything.
Okay.
Helen Leos.
And I know we heard this yesterday, but it deserves at least one more play from the governor of California.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report.
Okay.
When I came into office, I made a promise to the people that I will make government spend more money than we have and raise property taxes.
Yep.
It isn't enough spending unless it is overspending.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of you for everything that you've done to bring California bankruptcy.
Everything. Everything.
Now it's the time for the legislators to do what is best for California. Rack up billions of dollars in new debt. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
It's 2 for Tuesday.
Hello!
Too bad this is the only Bon Jovi song I like.
Love it.
It'll be a 1 for on, 2 for. Oh.
Hi there.
Shake it up. Shake it up. How about George Bush?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah, that was in the machine now.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
Oh, hi there.
We'll start today with Bon Jovi. Your love is like bad medicine.
Hello.
Hi, Trinia.
Hello.
Hi, lady. And,
hello.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Thank you!
Hello.
Oh, hi. And now it's time to introduce Rob.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
Rob's beware.
How's your closet?
And you know, we can actually play that with you, because what is the percentage you're...
1/8. 12.5.
1/8 super Jew.
Whoa.
Jerry can get him, can he?
Whoa, that's a great act.
He really finds him. I'm here looking, and I don't see.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Miracle and Stalin!
Yeah! Go to the bowl. Go to the bowl.
All the ships at sea, they are your make and model, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah!
All right, thank you, Rob.
Thank you for screaming like that. That's really... adds a sense of false urgency to the show that I appreciate.
So that's the Miracle in Dallas talk.
Hello.
The coffee sure tasted better this morning.
Let's see, Don and Mike show, and it is the 20th. It's Tuesday, Mike.
Tuesday.
092005.
I got a Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
He's not retarded. I still don't know why we play that, because you're obviously the least retarded on the show.
I need the affirmation.
You're sexually retarded in some ways.
Oh, I disagree. I'm advanced.
I'm going to start your wardrobe. This is the Don and Mike show.
It is.
And it's a Tuesday, and it's September 20th, and you can call us from anywhere in America. At 877-365-3636 from Canada and from Mexico. Call 800-636-1067 at WJFK, Washington, D.C. There you go. Call us at 202-432-1067. Our website is donandmikewebsite.com. You can listen live there. You can also go to radiomat.com.
Right.
I'll tell you right now that sucks. That will not...
I haven't checked it out.
That will not handle the show. What you want to do is go to... if you go to Radio Mat, you get a choice of stations, Infinity stations.
Right.
You can click on WJFK, but that one gets jammed up. Click on our Las Vegas station or our Pittsburgh station.
You get that real well?
Yeah, less of that goddamn buffering.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Buzz. Like I know what I'm talking about.
And what is buffering? Is that some sort of aspirin-related thing?
Yes.
Exactly.
It's because the jokes are so side-splitting.
That they have to buffer them? You need the pain relief.
Okay.
Is it buffered aspirin, like, to coat your stomach?
Exactly. Be gentler on your stomach.
That's why they called it buffering.
Great big fart.
See,
I would laugh if you had put that there. So that's why, see, I'm following along when you played the sound effect of the announcer announcing what sound effect would be there.
I had a wonderful conversation with somebody behind the scenes about the introduction of
Great Big Fork.
And if that would anyway would possibly lead to
problem.
The actual playing of the sound effects.
Uh-huh.
And this is what's just freaking weird about... Turn that off. Everybody likes Bon Jovi, but enough of that. This is what's weird about working here.
Love it when you start the show with alternative rock.
It is... That's a joke, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I may be out of touch musically. I might not have the 20-year-old son, but I do, that was kind of an alternative because Bon Jovi is, what do they say? What did Triumph the Insult Comic Dog say? Next year they'll be playing Six Flags?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the best one. That's the best Triumph the Insult Comic Dog of all time with John Bon Jovi.
My name is Idiot. I'm with this guy.
Edward T. Samborny starts humping Heather Locklear's leg.
God,
of course.
Hysterical.
Who wouldn't?
You know, we were talking about something there, and...
Something behind the scenes about Billy Big Fart.
Billy Big Voice.
I did what I do. You were about to launch into a monologue about censorship.
No, here it is. It's real simple.
Uh-huh.
They say, no fart sound effects. That's the deal.
That's
now,
cool.
It's perfectly okay to say fart. You can't get into great detail to describe exactly... The essence of the fart, but fart is a four-letter word that starts with F that we can say. Now, we cannot play a fart sound effect. This is what's ridiculous. We could really, literally spend the entire first break today talking about farts, about if you had one this morning, who had a bad one. I mean, as long as we don't get terribly graphic.
You can't go into real detail about it, right?
It's okay to discuss it, though.
So you can talk about it. And you can say someone did.
Yeah, of course. And you can
great
even...
Great big fart.
Now, I was given some ground rules today.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, please enlighten all of us.
What's new?
Well, we can add juicy.
Really?
But that's about as far... as they feel comfortable.
So you could say great big juicy fart?
Yeah, but not repeatedly. Ah. But you could just say plain old fart. You could say that. And speaking of plain old farts, here's John Norman.
Hi there.
Who really now has a new nickname, the Crooked Commissioner.
That's an old one.
That's it.
But we'll get into that tomorrow.
It's a misnomer.
Billy wanted to say big juicy fart, but was told by Rob he couldn't do that.
I thought that was off limit.
That was too graphic.
You shouldn't be making those calls.
You see, up to yesterday, we were always told that farts could be described quantitatively, but not qualitatively.
So there were you can't. Whoa. That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Sure, you can't discuss the quality.
You could throw in the occasional.
You couldn't say wet.
And that word, that I don't know, but you could say it's going to be wet outside.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then you could also say, God, I got a fart awful.
Okay,
you know, that's okay.
All right.
I don't get.
You know, for my money, it was a lot easier when we just played the sound effects.
Yeah, well, because the discussion that I had kind of ended up going in circles, where I said, so just let me get this straight. We could, for 4 hours, just go fart, 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 you fart, I fart, everybody fart, 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 fart. They go, yeah, you know, if that's how you want to
do. So you were having the discussion with Billy Preston?
Yes. But if you play one sound effect,
right.
Well, then it's, you know, that's Violation City.
Because then you're simulating. Right?
Right.
And we spent, you know, 15 years simulating. And you know what? We didn't always simulate.
Many of those were not simulations.
No. Right?
We, were not shy enough that we would not share our own with you. I mean,
your real one was on the air.
Yes, yes, it was. We all had them.
I love to point out to Buzz because I know he hates it.
We all had them.
I think Buzz's was the loudest.
We had to.
I believe it was, and longest.
Thank you.
That's good. That's psychology. Now I'll get off the subject. See, that's good. Buzz is killing me already. That's great.
And listen, there's no time like the present to make this announcement. Speaking of wet ones and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Give me a timpani.
A timpani?
Yeah, give me a timpani. Wow,
I need a tote and I need a TV screen.
Must be big.
I want to tell you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Are you ready for this?
Really?
That's right.
Congratulations.
It happened. Hey! Finally happened.
Wonderful.
And my house is flooded.
Oh, God.
My house looks like New Orleans.
Oh, God.
There is about 6 inches of some type of toxic fluid that permeated the walls.
Wow. Really?
Knew you could do it.
There's mold everywhere.
Are we talking in multiples?
Mike, it was
Or was it just one good one?
It was one time, I'm telling you.
That's great.
I know that yesterday I said that we should take the money from NASA to send a man to the moon and instead put the money into rebuilding New Orleans.
Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you, if NASA took some of the power that I had stored up over the last 2+ months.
Right.
Jesus Christ, we could put that rocket ship up. All you got to do is hook me up like to a gigantic rubber band.
That's congratulations.
I'm the rubber band man.
I know you've got to feel a great deal of freedom now.
Oh my God.
And that tension, you know.
Yeah.
It's got to be gone now. It's wonderful.
And
so football did it.
No, football did not do it.
See, I thought that's what it would be.
Yeah,
no, I've never gotten aroused about football.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact,
well, isolate
that.
Frida used to sometimes challenge me. She would walk around, you know, whenever she'd walk around naked, if there was football on, I would always turn the football off, but know that I would never be more than a series away, because that's the type of caring lover that I was and continue to be.
And your average series in the NFL, I know you know the statistics on this,
well, there's
40, would be about how long?
There's 40 seconds between plays, so that if it was a 3-and-out, I could be 1-and-out in less than 2 minutes.
Don't make a sandwich.
Yeah. Absolutely, no problem.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
So, and it caught me by surprise.
Really?
I mean, you
must have known.
I mean, no, I helped along,
good
but
the actual state caught you by surprise. Were you watching anything?
Yeah, I was, and this is what's going to be just, I know you're going to.
Is this going to be the Oogie part?
No, not really.
Because I'm hoping there's really no, so far there really hasn't been an Oogie part yet, but I'm hoping there isn't.
And with these new rules, I can't tell. It's not something I have not been able to achieve this since Frida passed.
Right.
Mike, the show is Teletubbies.
There's the Oogie, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard the Oogie part.
No, I'm kidding. Of course, it was the Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's hot.
Which male singer?
The red one.
Very good.
Oh, Murray.
The guy in
Murray.
Murray.
Robert knows.
The Gay Wiggles.
Yeah, he plays the guitar.
No, I just was just going about my business last night. Mm-hmm. And
you probably weren't thinking about it.
And I was not. And I had on a loose-fitting pair of gym shorts.
Oh, God, all right. And, see, I warned everybody the Oogie part was coming.
I don't know if you've seen that movie, The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yes.
But he wakes up every morning and he walks around and you can tell that. I mean, for me it was 2 months and for him it's 4 years.
To me that's some of the funniest humor in movies. Is that similar to the Ron Burgundy scene?
Yes, absolutely. I was actually, it was like occurring, I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just walking down the hall and all of a sudden I noticed.
Suddenly you were ready to go camping.
Friend, hey, you know, where you been? The turtle's coming out. Where you been?
Well, after you noticed, my question would be, was there running involved? was there any type of fire drill that happened at that moment?
I tried to decide what would be the proper room.
Right.
The proper room to and then I thought, now this is stupid because I've been waiting for this release for so long.
Right.
Who cares? So if you must know, it was in the laundry room.
Oh, well, convenient.
Yeah, in the laundry room.
That's, you know, that no fuss, no muss.
On the floor, about 3 feet away from the kitty litter box.
With no visual stimulation at all.
No. Well, you know, the biggest sexual organ right here is between the ears.
Yeah, absolutely. You did a little playlet in your mind.
That's it.
That's a good thing.
Made it happen. And then,
well, I understand now you won't be able to stop it. There'll be no stopping it.
And then realize
it's totally out of control.
In some ways, how totally overrated sex is. Mm-hmm. I have gone without it for since Frida died, and then it happened, and I mean, not sex with another person, but
right.
Just, yeah. And I had envisioned that it would be like everything would go, I'd feel the weight of the world lifted.
Sure.
And I did for about 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and
then I realized. It's the amazing immediate gratification.
Then I realized that no matter how long you wait, sex is still the same. I mean, it's great, and it was really great.
At the moment.
But then, like, really, within 30 seconds, I just started again thinking about just what a miserable piece of crap I am.
Well, and just imagine, you know, you talk about that one moment of nirvana. You know, think of how many unwanted children have been born. You know, in that.
Can situation. I tell you something? Yeah. I killed a lot of babies last night.
Oh, dear.
Really? And look at all the babies we killed.
So you, not only did you have that moment, but then you had kind of an epiphany, too, that it's just not that big a deal.
Well, no, I mean, I want to keep my hitting streak going now.
Sure, yeah. Sure. That which is used develops, that which is not used wastes away.
Absolutely. But I know that I've collectively over the last 2.5 months wasted a lot of your time telling you about my ineptitude, and now I just want to scream it from the highest mountaintop.
Of course, yes.
You know, listen, the Babe Ruth of pleasuring is back.
Right.
Let me just, and I've never taken steroids. I've never taken the cream. I've never taken the clear.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But after a long, prolonged slump, I'm back. I hit it out of the park last night.
I want to make sure that what I discuss here does not get me in trouble. You know, we've been having a lot of discussion about censorship and all that. But I just want to say that in certain religious doctrines, you are not actually encouraged to partake of that kind
no,
of behavior.
That's true.
When I kind of think it's one of the greatest things we've all been given is the ability to do that, because I don't think a lot of other animals on this planet have the ability to do that. Right. I know that some animals do.
Yes.
But, animals actually have it better than us. You know what I mean?
They can do it in public.
In fact, some animals that a lot of people have, you know, have that ability. Really, I don't know if they, you know, really get to that point, but, you know, for a dog, for example.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, really, it's amazing how religions say, you know, this is a sin. You shouldn't do this. When, in fact, I kind of think it's great to be able to do it.
It's because you like having sex with alligators.
It's delightful. Watch out for those teeth.
That's a PIT. That's a person training for Mike.
Beware.
Hello there, Donna.
Oh, no.
Hey, now, come on.
Wait, they can do it.
Goodbye.
You ever see those feet?
See you at the salad bar. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, congratulations to begin with.
You know what? Normally I would say that's crap. I would accept your congratulations because God knows I've bitched about it for months now. Yes.
Thank you for putting those animals in nature's order, too. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to I just wanted to know if you dropped any IQ points between last night and this morning.
Now, was that on, that was on a Seinfeld, right? Where
That's right.
The one, the longer, that was it George? The longer he went without sex, the smarter he got?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, obviously, that has not happened. I'm as dumb today as I was yesterday. I'm still just an idiot.
When you broke the streak, did you behave like any particular NFL owner?
Well, what I did was... acted like Dan Snyder, of course.
Sure.
I didn't find that offensive, that he was jumping up and down in his little box last night.
Did he have the tie with the white shirt?
Yeah, he had his shirt off. You know, I mean, his coat off.
His shirt off. Pay good money for that. No, I wouldn't.
No, I go downstairs, I get done, and it was like, you know, I'm just walking around the house, and really, like I said, for about 30 seconds before reality hit in,
right.
I was really going, yeah. Like I'd really done something, a big achievement, like, yeah, and you know, really think, well, they'll never take that away from me.
Right?
How stupid is that? They'll never take that away from me.
Well, those little barriers that come down when the train's crossing, you know, were finally lifted.
That's right. God damn.
It's a good thing.
That's good.
Whew, it is.
Boy.
Well, welcome back.
That was good.
I would, you know, keep a running tally.
I'll let you know.
And maybe we could call the Guinness Company, you know, and find out how many times, you know, because really, I know that there are times you've talked about.
Can I make a not a threat?
Yeah.
I'll throw this out as a challenge. A challenge is a better word
than
a threat, because my pipes are clean.
Right.
And now that I've gotten my head, if you'll pardon the pun, around this problem.
Yes.
I would imagine, and I know that we can't, you know, we can do this in a tasteful way.
Of course. Right.
I could go into during any commercial break, today, tomorrow, you name the day, I'll go in and fill up a cup for you.
That's a good thing.
I mean, I could.
I'm not going to have you do that.
No need to fill a cup.
There's no need for that.
Saying,
but I believe you wouldn't make that offer unless you could. And I know that you've always wanted
about
to do
that.
I think in fact, I think you've always wanted it to be a competition. You know,
I'm a loser in life in so many ways.
I understand.
It's my big arena. You know, they say, what are you really good at? Well, what I'm really great at is...
I just picture everybody on the show. You, me, Buzz, Rob, Joe. Well, Beth Ann wouldn't count. Well, not necessarily.
She's a tomcat.
Yeah, this is true. But I picture everybody, like, you know, side by side by side. Maybe dividers in between us and then, time! And your hand comes out, cup in hand.
You know what? I guarantee I'd be the Lance Armstrong. I would be wearing the yellow vest.
Sure.
And,
so to speak.
Don't ask how it got yellow.
I might get stadium stop.
Hello, Don and Mike show. But really, anytime you guys, just you guys on the show, not you listeners.
Right.
Anytime you guys want to throw out the challenge, I'm up to it. We got a 9-minute commercial break.
I think I speak for the entire staff when I say that's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not necessary. I believe you.
I'm just offering it up.
I believe you.
Because I'm feeling good about life again.
What the heck? I challenge you. Next commercial break.
Yes.
You got it.
Yep.
I'll need one of these, Rob.
Put your big gulp container down.
Nice big gulp container. You were kidding, right?
Of course.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
The thing is,
I think I could, though.
I know you could.
You know,
I know you want to.
As R. Kelly sings, I believe I can fly.
Mm-hmm. Don't let us hold you back. Calm down, Buzz.
What do you want? Hello?
Sirs, this is Mike Liver and Don's Fist checking in. Just wondering how everything's going today.
We're both about the same. We're bloody.
Very tired. Tired and worn out. No, your fist is probably fine. Not like my liver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They're both cramping.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Don, after your little tussle in the laundry room, did you have any cat litter stuck to your butt?
Oh, God.
I did not. That is a gross picture. I don't want to even think about that.
I shouldn't even be laughing at it.
Nope.
That's true.
Although I got to tell you, I did buy, this is, thank God that this has nothing to do with sex.
Right.
I did buy, the crystal kitty litter. We had had, for all the years at the Frieda Ranch house, we had the regular kitty litter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've switched over now to the crystallized stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never really noticed how beautiful it is, how shimmery and shiny it is, almost like a big pile of gold as I was sitting on the floor with my back against the washing machine.
Just back against the washing machine.
My legs spread against the wall like in a tight spot and then over to the right there was the comforting glow. flow of the kitty litter.
The washer, was it running at the time?
It was not, Buzz. Okay. But remember, if this washer's a rocket,
yeah,
guys
popular.
Don't need that, Buzz. I
understand.
Think, you know,
yeah. Don't you be a
That's kind of a female thing.
I read about it.
Sit on the washing machine.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Or the dryer, maybe.
Either one.
Yeah. His own rinse cycle.
Whichever one rocks.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I want to remind Mike, it's not just some animal species. There are also some talented members of the Homo sapiens who can do those things, too.
That's right. Right through the uprights.
Such as the Ron Jeremy of the species.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron, be easy for Ron Jeremy.
Let's keep him out of this, please. It is a beautiful day for me.
That's like thinking about baseball. Think about Ron Jeremy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, brothers?
Hey, hold on. Joe is sending me an instant message. Oh, okay. This is Chad, the drunk guy from Sacramento.
Oh, very good.
Hey, I'm the guy that had the STD, and I got a knock-knock from Mike.
Right, you're the guy who had gonorrhea, right?
We should get an update.
Or still does, yeah. Yeah. What's up with the mess down there?
It relapsed, and I took the medication the second time, and it's all good now.
It's all good. When you say you relapsed, explain that to us.
It's nature's word.
I wasn't supposed to work or have sex for 2 weeks.
And you had sex. I'm sure you didn't go to work, but you had sex.
I had a little of both.
Are you drunk today?
Yes, I am. That's why I didn't call yesterday, because I wasn't.
And we should point out that in Sacramento, it's you know, it's midday,
12:25.
I started this morning.
Now, are you the guy that drank Courvoisier?
Yeah, I was drinking that earlier, and I ran out, and I went to tequila, and now I'm drinking Corona.
Oh, my God.
So you started with Courvoisier.
Courvoisier.
For the ladies, man. And then you went to tequila, and then you...
Well, I put that in my coffee.
You put the Courvoisier in your coffee?
In your coffee.
Yes.
And how much of you, there's a part of Mike now that's going, hmm.
He's jotting this down.
You know, really, I bet that's semi-flavorful.
What time did you start West Coast time this morning?
About 8:40.
Did you put any cream or milk in the coffee along with the Courvoisier?
Nope. Yeah. Straight.
You could do that, though.
Just here goes my next Corona.
How much Corona have you had?
Oh, this is just my second.
How much tequila?
About a shot and a half.
You drinking
but
a shot?
The cognac was the majority of what's giving me in right now.
I'm having difficulty understanding.
The cognac is giving him the most problem.
Yeah, what made him drunk.
And the tequila, did you take it in shot form or did you sip it?
I'm straight from the bottle.
Straight from the bottle.
There you go. Yeah, you don't do that thing where you like you lick your wrist or whatever you're supposed to do with like salt on it.
No training wheels for me.
I seen that at the Italian Olive Garden where you come around and you lick your wrist and it's great. You know what else is great there? Endless breadsticks.
Oh, all the breadsticks. And isn't it all the breadsticks you can eat and the endless pasta bowl?
Yeah, soup. Also salad. You can get salad or soup.
Do you know, I was
$8.
What? What drunk?
You can eat that for $8.
$8. I was put in my place when we were on vacation by one of my nephews. We were driving down the street, and there was a sign by a seafood place that said A-Y-C-U, right? And or A-Y-C-E. So, anyway.
I heard that.
It was all... Oh, was that you burping? It was all you can eat.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I was trying to figure out, is it like A-A? I said, what is... A-Y-C-E, and he said, oh, hey, come on.
So for the people that have a little trouble just digesting all you can eat, they wanted to shorten it.
It's like their code.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that right?
Thank you!
That's the piggy acronym right there.
There you go. So
it's in the Morbidly Obese Handbook.
A-Y-C-E. It's under its own heading, right?
Its own chapter.
A-Y-C-E. A-Y-C-E.
Has all the abbreviations and all the strategies.
Man, oh, man. Look at the oysters. They're steamed and floating in water.
All I have to do is peel these shrimp.
Mm.
So, how long do you plan on drinking today, son?
Oh, all day.
All day. Well,
I got a knockoff for Mike.
Oh, all right. Then check back later if you can get through. But, again, this is for Mike.
Nothing I enjoy more than the drunken knock-knock jokes. Lay it on me.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Les.
Les who?
Let's go for a swim and I'll give you gonorrhea.
Great big fart.
I didn't get it. Did anybody hear it?
No, only part of it.
He should say it again.
He's killing himself, though. He thinks he loves it. He thinks he's slaying.
Right. Can you try it one more time?
He thinks he's like on Johnny Carson. We've just invited him over on the couch because he's done such a great job.
Give us a punchline again. Les who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Okay.
Neil.
Did you say Neil?
Neo.
Neo. Neo who?
Neo Nazi.
jokes. They're just too funny. He can't get them out.
He's just got a million of them. Neo-Nazi.
That was good.
What was the first? I thought it would be something about the Matrix.
The first one was less. Give me the less one again, okay? And do it slower.
No, it's not.
Who's there?
Less.
Less who?
Let's go for a swim and I'll give you gonorrhea.
Let's go for a swim and we'll
and I'll give you gonorrhea.
Now, the other one was the fall down the stairs joke, right?
Jethro.
Yeah.
Jethro.
Just don't stab you with my screwdriver.
Just throw me down the stairs and I'll stab you with my screwdriver.
Sir? Hey, knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dead-at.
Huh?
Dead-at.
Get up?
No, dead-at.
Dead-at?
Never mind. Yeah. Dead at age 24 from overdrinking.
Thank you.
Dead at.
Dead at.
D-E-A-D.
Oh, we could sit here and do this all afternoon, couldn't we?
Hey, let me, I'll lay one on you. I'll tell you later about what I mentioned, like grandkids, that you know I've got them and I've not talked about them. Well, I've gotten much closer to them since Frida's died, and I'll tell you a joke that one of them had. 3-year-old Ethan.
Very good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Poop.
Poop.
He's three.
I'm sure. Sure. That's,
I mean,
hold on.
Can I say something? He killed. He killed.
Yeah.
Both his father and I laughed our asses off.
I got one for this guy.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bubon.
Bubon who?
Bubonic plague's coming to Sacramento.
I know it is. Hey.
Thank you, Rob.
Bubon.
Hey, Don, you're not allowed to have fart stomach effects, right?
Right, but we can talk about farts.
What? I'm on the court right now.
No, you can't do that, boy.
He wants to do everything.
You can't do that, but you can describe.
What the hell was that?
I don't think that was a fart.
No, not at all.
I think that was a piece of furniture being slid across a hardwood floor.
Or it might have been one of his last when he does the... Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, we hear that. We hear everything.
All right, we'll see you later.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Don't fall in.
Goodbye.
He didn't say take care, cuties,
yes,
did he?
Yes, he did.
All right.
He said cuties.
Hello, Don.
Thought I heard that.
You did.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
It's nature's order, Mike.
It is, Don.
Remember that.
Absolutely.
That's the phrase today. That's the phrase that pays.
Nature's order.
It's nature's order.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Just wanted to congratulate you, seeing as I was the guy who said that you had ED, and you told me you wanted to run me over with a motorcycle if you bought it. I just wanted to say congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I don't remember ever saying I wanted to run you over with a motorcycle.
It could have been anyone.
I said that you should take your motorcycle out and scare some cows, and you said I was stupid because Mike was the one with the motorcycle, and then you called me all sorts of names, and then
Yeah,
you got a motorcycle in my picture ED, and then you said you didn't have
it. I'm great like that. God, it was, now recalling the conversation.
You stand by everything you said.
Just reminding me what a great satirist I am. yes, see you. Yeah. Goodbye. Goodbye, ass.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm wondering if your laundry room looked anything like the Brady Bunch's laundry room when Bobby tried to wash the clothes.
Suds everywhere.
I don't remember that episode, but I can imagine what he's talking about.
No, actually, it looks like, what do you call it, those, back in the high school, the topographical maps?
Yes, or a relief map, for example.
That's what it looks like, you know. Mm-hmm. You would actually...
But didn't you say the maid asked you this morning who spilled fabric softener?
Ew! That's Buzz going into his own world now.
Yeah, of course.
See, I was picturing more of a Jackson Pollock painting.
Oh, now that's trouble.
That's Rob's world.
That's trouble, Rob.
That's like the modern art.
Ah, the whites and the reds.
I'd just like to point out that all three of you guys...
Homo.
Okay, it's one thing for me to be discussing it because I'm a tool that talks about it on the radio. But now, seriously, you're discussing the color, the consistency,
yes.
And perhaps the amount.
You see, I didn't say I liked thinking about it.
We're just following your lead.
And, you know, technically, Don, I have not given my illustration yet of what I think the laundry room looked like. So I might be exempt from Jackson Pollock and fabric softener.
Snuggle.
Well, he did start with a bear.
I know. This is true. And I didn't go into, you know, what I thought might be the mistaken paper mache experiment.
Oh.
Thank you.
I tell you what. Afterwards, when I was done, as I stood there.
Getting ready to repair the drywall.
I realized that there was just... now, I'm in a laundry room.
Yes,
okay,
it so must be laundry.
Small area.
I certainly could have gotten a washcloth or one of our junk towels, you know. What I did was I reached up and got a couple of sheets of the Bounce fabric softener.
You might want to be careful of irritation with that.
No, not on me. It was just to clean up. And then I realized, because I like the smell, and I was just in this high of having finally gone to the moon.
Yeah, you'll associate that smell with it forever.
That I took
stay out of aisle seven.
I took the Bounce and I like rubbed it on my hands and like smelled my hands. Like, that's good. My hands don't smell like sex anymore. Now my hands smell like Bounce.
It's official. I think you've covered every aspect of it now.
I really have not.
Shouldn't you write that into Heloise?
Heloise, is it appropriate to wipe my hands with fabric softener? So, Buzz, technically you're closer than Jackson Pollock.
Sure.
Well, there you go.
Not surprised.
Anyway, please, everybody, keep all of the congratulatory telegrams. And I know that the flowers will be coming in today.
It's got to be a big thrill.
I bet that the station in Iowa sends you flowers. They send it for every other reason.
I dare them to do that. I dare our station in Iowa City to send me flowers.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Congratulations.
Hey, I know you really cared.
Yeah, well...
And I want you to know, B.A., that offer extends to you as well. Anytime
offer?
No, the offer, anytime that she would like me to go to the bathroom during a commercial break, just to show her that I'm on top of things.
Right.
I'm done.
Consider that, you know, and consider that away from all that sexual stuff that the CBS lawyers keep telling us about. You know, that I'm not.
Yeah, but if you come down the hallway with a cup, I think you're violating the handbook.
Only if he spills it.
Oh, God.
You win, Rob. You win.
See, you like thinking about it, don't you?
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He really does.
He does. You faggot.
So gay.
I'm so gay. Thinking about my number three.
Yes, oh, my mind.
God.
Lord knows he didn't learn it from us.
Wow.
Baby.
So are you happy for me, Beth Ann?
Whoa!
Oh, I'm sure she hung up a half hour ago.
I'm in shock, before you.
Okay, good.
I wish I could move on to fantasy football.
Can I explain why there was silence there?
Because, how do you reply to that?
No, there was silence there because I wasn't talking.
Yes.
Right.
Beth Ann, if I could be so bold.
Yeah.
When's the last time that you achieved getting a man on the moon?
Good question.
You know, similar results.
The other day.
Really?
I knew it.
Really? Just the other day?
Would it be out of line to maybe ask for a weekly average?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Well, is there a weekly?
I'm not like him.
Is there? Thanks, honey. And I'm not like you either.
I know.
Is there a weekly average? So stop it, Mike.
Because I...
Stop it, Mike.
What's he doing?
Nothing.
Right.
I'm not doing nothing.
I know.
Well, come on. How about a weekly average? What do you think?
I don't, you know, really, people.
Come on. One
really,
two?
People?
No. Well, okay. I want to know your weekly averages of everyone in there.
I'd be happy to share that.
Oh, I thought you wouldn't.
You go first.
No, I'm not going first. You guys go first.
I'll share my weekly average with you.
Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Three? Two or three?
Two or three.
Two or three.
What about you, Buzz?
Two or three.
What about you, Rob?
I'm at 2.6.
Mm-hmm.
I did it once in the last 2.5 months. How about you, Beth Ann? Beth
Joe,
Ann?
What's your average?
No, we don't care about Joe.
Well, I do. Five.
Your average? Oh. Five?
Yeah.
Five?
Are you being
serious? I'm hanging up.
Are you being serious?
Do anything? Does anybody need a coffee?
Are you being serious?
You five times that you average?
Whoa!
Five times
Whoa.
A week?
I'm hanging up.
Whoa! Look, there's nothing to feel badly about.
Whoa.
It's a perfectly normal human thing.
My God.
Wow.
You wouldn't believe how many uptight women there are in the world who don't do that.
Wow, remind me never to ask you to arm wrestle.
Do you know why this show works? Can I tell you seriously why this show works?
You know what else we could never
because
do?
Because Beth Ann is a hands-on producer.
We could never thumb wrestle. I'll tell you that. You'd kill me at that.
I'm not making any comment.
Congratulations.
It was a valuable contribution, and as far as your comments, you were right on the button.
Thank you. I know that's a joke.
I salute you. I applaud you.
Does anybody need a tea or a...
Do you... Hey, Helen. Helen,
tissues.
Helen, one last question.
Yes.
Do you bite your nails?
Do I bite my nails? No.
Okay.
I know that's a joke, but I'm just not...
No, not really.
Oh, no. Well, you know, do you like toys?
We've been through this. Go back to the archive.
What did we decide?
She does.
No, I don't. And that, who said she does?
You did. I did.
Yeah, because he doesn't listen to me. Go back to the archive.
Okay.
Didn't you say you liked toys one time?
No.
Oh. Guess not.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Beth Ann.
Sorry. All right.
How about you? 5 times a week.
I guess when it comes to remembering what you say, I'm just a man alone in the boat.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Did you drive that Ford in today? That Taurus?
Yeah, I did.
It's
the model you like.
The CLI edition?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah?
There might be a disc jockey friend calling for me today.
Okay.
What's his name? It's either Buster Brown or Buster Hyphen. I'm not really sure. But listen, from now on, as far as this topic with you, my lips are sealed.
Okay?
The curtains have closed.
Are you done? I know those are all jokes. I know.
You detect that these are jokes?
Mm. I'm done.
I would think so.
Yeah, right. 5 times a week. Jesus.
The debate is over.
Can I hang up?
She's a master at it, Mike.
She is.
Thank you for the penetrating interview.
Bye-bye.
Made you laugh.
You know, technically, our listeners should be aware of the fact that Beth Ann can table this conversation at any time because she's the one back there with her finger on the button.
I'm so proud of her.
And have you seen it?
Constantly.
It's a big red button.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
sure.
It's like the help button. Yeah. Have you seen those ads for IBM?
Sure.
The help button? Mm-hmm. That's what Beth Ann's button is like.
Yeah. You, and that's the delay right there.
Right.
One push of the button. One stroke of the keyboard, and that's it.
We all come in second, just by a hair.
That's the way it goes.
She's the winner. How about that? She's her picture's on our website, incidentally.
Mm-hmm. If you're enjoying this conversation.
If you're like me and you now have sensation below your belly button, go to our website and think about Beth Ann 5 times a week.
Very exciting.
You know what she is? She's like a Friends rerun.
Mm-hmm.
She's like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
5 days a week.
It's good stuff.
5 days a week? Jesus, that's a lot.
Like the U.S. mail.
U.S. mail, baby.
I'm your mailman.
There you go.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Okay. Great big fart.
Okay, we gotta stop. We gotta stop and break right now.
Sure was fun. Yeah.
We've not even talked about our vacations. We never got to that yesterday because of the Jerry tapes.
Right.
And we've not gotten to all of the Jerry tapes even. So that's gotta be a part of today's show. And at some point, we're gonna stop. We've got some really, really great tape of Oprah. You know how I've loved for years talking about Oprah when she speaks white and when she speaks black.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And yesterday was the season premiere of Oprah. And on one hand, I TiVo'd this thing, and I found myself on one hand hating her because, she gave $10 million of her own money to the Hurricane Fund.
Wow.
And there's no doubt that that's more generous than most celebrities I've heard.
You can't argue with that.
And she's got, you know, money, you know, coming out of every orifice. So, hey, why not? And then she sets up, you'll hear this on the tape when she's so eloquent and she's speaking, and I believe from the heart about what's going on in the Gulf. And then she's got a whole other dumb thing where you can, like, buy products for people down in the Gulf region if you go to whatever it is on eBay. And then the next segment of the show, this is from yesterday's Oprah, and the reason I TiVo'd it was I had read in the TV Guide. And see, Buzz, I do read TV Guide. I don't need, you know, Buzz, he's a sweet guy, but he thinks I'm stuck, like, without a guide feature on my TV.
Right. Did you have the large version?
No, I did not. Well, Buzz actually took the time to print me out the fall TV schedule for all 6 broadcast networks.
That's pathetic.
Monday through Sunday.
Blew it up.
Yeah. Big, like, you know, like they would have in the halls at NBC in the programming
meeting. Buzz is very organized when it comes to his television watching.
That's right.
So, do you remember the story that we had about Oprah when she was in France being kicked out of that place where she wanted
to buy
a purse?
She got there at closing time and they wouldn't let her in.
Okay, at the end of Oprah yesterday, they bring the guy on, the guy who's the manager of the store.
Right.
And he apologizes and he says he's sorry to Oprah. Uh-huh. And that is when
Queen Oprah.
That is when Oprah goes from Oprah talking about the hurricane and don't get me wrong, I'm glad she gave the money. Good for her.
No, I mean that is right. Stepping up, and that is serious money.
But it's funny to hear, even when she's not talking seriously about the hurricane, when she's talking about, like, go to the website and buy everything and it's wonderful. And then the guy comes out and she's like, oh, did you think that I was going to walk out of there with your part? Baby, get out of here! You know, I'm almost waiting, like, for the audience from Good Times. When JJ would say something like, I am from the ghetto! And the audience would all go, oh, JJ. Yeah, brother! God.
Oprah.
Anyway, it's good Oprah tape.
Good. And you can watch Oprah on ABC 5 times a week.
Just both sides of Oprah that I love. I like Judy Collins. I want to give you both sides now.
That is true. And kudos to Oprah for giving that money.
Yeah. And Judy Collins makes me think that I saw something on public television. And really, Judy Collins, the next concert should be from a coffin. I mean, it was almost like she had died and they dug up her skeleton. And she was like in an amusement park where you go through the haunted house and there's a skeleton that's, you know, like playing the banjo.
I love that.
I saw Joni Mitchell. I mean, I used to be kind of a Joni Mitchell fan.
Who's the one that sings my theme song? Is it Judy Collins or Joni Mitchell?
Yeah, it's Judy Collins.
Judy Collins.
Judy Collins. Send in the corpse.
Send in the corpse.
Send in the corpse.
Thank you, Judy.
All right, we got a break. Remember, we're here with Beth Ann McBride at your cervix, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.